Oh, when she's spoon and
Like a
I
BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Do we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic bye moment of the
chaotic bye moment. Yeah. And you're watching Black Bye Reality.
Black Bye Baddies.
And those who love us.
Hello, you're watching the Black Bye Reality Podcast, a podcast for Black Bye Baddies and those who love us. I'm your host, Nicole Weaver, an entertainment writer, currently writing over at Pop Heist about reality TV. And right now, I am joined with Izzy of Big Brother 25 and now the upcoming season of The Amazing Race, the Big Brother season. How are you, Izzy?
I'm good. You know, summer's a nice time. I like a live reality TV show over the
for sure.
Summer. So, you know, we've been dripping in it. Let's go.
Yeah.
The premiere of The Amazing Race.
Yes.
Very excited for that to be out. Yeah, we good. We chilling. Yeah.
I'm so excited to see Paige on there.
I'm so
excited. Wow. Okay. So right now we're in the middle of Big Brother 27. And I have to be honest with you, from watching Love Island USA, which guys, yes, that is what we're here to talk about. Season 7 reunion. But just saying, the way season 7 of Love Island USA drained me, it took me like maybe 4 weeks before I could actually really get into Big Brother 27.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. I mean, it's a lot. You know, I'm still going to advocate loud and proud for live feeds on Love Island, you know? So it's like,
would be a game changer.
Let's just ruin our lives even more, you know, in the summer. And
yeah,
I mean, we could have seen all the humping firsthand.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway.
So we make it to
the
reunion. We had the finalist couples up on the stage first, but the problem is the finalist couples are the most useless because of how the voting of all of this played out. So it's like they're not the main characters.
They are
and
not.
And we know that. But I was interested in Chris and what he had to say. So they asked him, what is it like being in the same room with Hoda again? And he said, weird.
He doesn't like it. Hoda was like, I feel great. Hoda was like, I'm fine.
That is Hoda's main MO the whole time. You are great because you are the one who was acting out on everyone else.
Right.
No one else did anything to you.
She even reacted several times throughout the episode of like, oh my God, did I say that? Or like, wait, that's how it went down. You know, I mean, you know, Hoda's the delusional. She was not well in the house. Like, you know, that was not the environment for her, you know.
She's not well
in
general, given just she's been out the house for a month. So this, we could have really saw a different Hoda. And like Andy Cohen later says, oh, so you're a whole new person in a month? And she was like, well, no, but I did some self-reflection. You didn't, because during that whole montage, you were laughing. I was like, she is not laughing right now.
Like, you know, when men are like, oh, well, I'm sorry, I guess, if there's something I've ever done to hurt you. I couldn't possibly know what that is. But just like, here's my general. And that was like Huda's whole I've changed, you know, is very like, because can... Like, did she ever actually answer what the issue was in her behavior? No, like, she doesn't, like, actually know. Maybe she doesn't even want to know. But, like, I don't know. It's, like, hard to – it is very hard to take anything she says seriously.
Yeah. And it's weird because she tries to then play things off as jokes. And it, like, very much reminds me of her Call Her Daddy interview, which did you ever watch?
No.
So it was very weird. In the Call Her Daddy interview, she claimed in like high school, she didn't really have friends and no one understood her humor.
Oh yeah. We've heard things like this before.
And I was like, that's very interesting. And now seeing how she was acting in this reunion, it's like, I don't think she has a sense of humor. What she does is that she says her sense of humor is cursing. first of all. And it was very interesting then when they were like, well, what are you sorry for? The first word was cursing. And I'm like, honestly, the cursing's the least offensive thing.
Absolutely. You know, I don't care. Like, it's fine.
But it's also like such low hanging fruit that I think she's like, oh, if I curse, then it comes off funnier. And well, it's just also, not.
She's very aware of perception. You know, like it's very clear that she's like not super in touch with the reality that's happening. You know, like that's what it felt like in the house, in the villa, excuse me. But this is not necessarily jumping ahead, but just to note, it's like, you know, the reality of social media post show that Alandria was bringing up to Hoda at the end of the episode and her reaction to that is like, yeah, I mean, she's like cares about perception before reality.
We saw that in the villa. Like, let's not forget the beginning of this season. She was with Jeremiah. And what does she kept saying to Jeremiah? You don't talk about our issues to other people. You only talk to me. And there was almost always every week, I like really was tracking it. Every week she had a new secret. And it's because public perception is so important. And when she got out, had the most followers, then she felt validated and like she finally can discard all the people she was using to guard her, the Black women, the Black men, to give her any value on this dating show where the man is the prize. She ends up with not a man. So what does she do? She's going to Louis Russell over at Netflix, taking a picture.
Talk about that, Nicole.
We recapped Perfect Match on here. I talked about it from the first episode and they were like, what? How is that always already out? Because she went out publicly, but she doesn't want to talk about it on the reunion.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Cohen said, does Netflix know we have the biggest summer hit? And it's like, yes, because Perfect Match season 3, even though we reacted to it in detail, was trash.
Flop. Total flop. I stopped watching it. Anyway. But yeah, but also like Hoda like weaponized the buzz and the attention, you know, like even the fact after the fact saying that she was bullied and using that word intentionally, which like we have to just recalibrate our brains to like what that means. Because like the reality is like the clip that they showed that was maybe supposed to be bullying, like, I don't know. It's like, yeah, like maybe it's not, it doesn't feel good to hear that, but those are what people are talking, you know, everyone's talking about everyone in that way in this type of scenario. You know, it's actually like the whole point.
Also, let's be very real. At the beginning of that clip, Sierra says that she was scared.
Right, I know. Yeah.
How she was scared and how they were worried for Iris. Because at this point, that's who was getting the target and everything. And everyone was worried for Iris. They did not want to leave her alone when Hoda wanted to grill her about their date. So trying to say that was bullying, or Amaya trying to say, well, that was mean.
I know.
No, you don't get to literally put everyone on edge because you're having outbursts all the time, making everyone, if anyone's having a good date, if you rewatch that whole entire thing, the whole point is it's a dating show. It's supposed to be light and fun. She was sitting there pouting and waiting to make sure everyone knows that she's not happy. You can't influence the mood of the villa and the environment that much and expect other people to just want to vent and be like, isn't this wild since producers aren't intervening at all?
Totally. Well, yes. Like, it's Big Brother, you know, like it's your, that effect, you know, that affects everything in the house and every decision. And like, as we've seen, I changed my mind. I know we talked about this off pod, but I've changed my mind. I love all the extra extended footage into all the votes.
Okay.
Like I'm into that because actually it's like that is part of this game that we don't, and also they tiptoe around, you know, the language that they use is very hypocritical across the board about like for the right reasons, but also knowing that someone's going to win and also knowing the potential clout, like all of those elements that are like would go into your strategy of how you're going to vote and get people out. Like you're right. Like one person staying versus the other changes the whole trajectory of Love Island, you know?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. We shouldn't downplay that, you know?
Yes. I do want to revisit Chris because I do think the reunion skipped way past it. And I think it's very telling. I think it's very telling that for the end of this season, we were talking about consent. We were talking about how Hoda was treating this black man who's like the third black man on this show that she was doing this with. And on Call Her Daddy specifically, she talked about Chris saying, oh, well, he wanted to go around and brag that we were doing stuff. He was not. He talked to his one friend about it and how then that was changing the relationship. Everyone does it. And again, she wanted that to be a secret. And she was like, well, it wasn't even that good. It didn't even go all the way. Like getting graphic. And that's when Chris is like, I didn't appreciate any of that. When people were asking him about Hoda, he was trying to just keep it real civil. And she was out there trying to humiliate him after we saw, okay, so you didn't care about intimacy with this man, and yet we saw you in the final episodes hounding him to be intimate, him being like, I want to go to sleep, and then saying, well, at least cuddle me then. They didn't replay that. They didn't want to talk about that. And there's a reason. Everyone wants to be like, oh, the reaction and the backlash to that, you guys are doing too much. There is a reason Peacock did not dive into that whatsoever and like hardly even dove into the Hoda and Chris of things, because then it's going to get real. It's going to get very real of what Hoda was doing in that villa.
Yeah.
They were just like moving on, and I was like, and they just kept cutting to Chris's face, and I'm just like, you guys are doing this man dirty, but whatever. The only thing, again, he's like, I'm a man, so I can't come at Hoda the same way. I'm a black man. I definitely can't come at her the same way. So Andy's asking, oh, what did your mom think? And he's like, I'm just going to say she's happy with how things played out. I don't know if I would have been as good as honestly every black person was on this reunion stage.
Yeah. Chris was extremely reserved and respectful, honestly, the whole time. And he didn't need to be or like, you know.
Yes. Yes. It's very frustrating. Even like his sister wanted to speak out in defense of him. And he was like, well, I told her not to do that. And it's like, that stinks. That stinks. Cause it's a natural instinct to want to protect your brother after seeing something like that. And it's like, nope, we have to just keep it moving. And I'm like, all right, then I guess we'll keep it moving. Let's move on to Nick. Nick, we got Sierra out of the way real quickly because they were like, oh, Nick, have you spoken to Sierra? He says he didn't after her grease post.
Right. The grease post where it's like, oh, it's fake. He just wanted my friend or something. Yeah. That post. I mean, you know. Sierra's been insincere. I don't know if I'm Nickelandria Nation, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, whatever, like get your bag right now, like go have fun, like enjoy each other, you know what I mean? Like, I think the way they dodged the, you know, the straights really need labels, you know what I mean? Like, I think they dodged the like girlfriend boyfriend thing.
Oh my gosh.
But it's like, the reality is like they also were coupled up so late in the villa. Yes. Like, let them just get to know each other in this romantic way. And like, now they're finally home. And so it gets to be real, which is absolutely a different pace. Like, in some ways it shows like more maturity in the potential future of the relationship than if they were like, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? I mean, he did seem bored the entire reunion, but like, go off king. I don't know.
Well, like, Jeremiah said Nick had a lot more to say. Ace had a lot more to say, but those men, they're points were like really cut down, and I think it's because this show is mostly geared towards women. They want the women to be hashing it out and everything like that. Yeah. But it's like, how is Nick sitting next to Orlandria and saying nothing about the racism conversation? Apparently, oh, 100%. He did.
I mean, 100%.
Apparently, he did, and we're just not seeing it. And it's like, why? You know?
Yeah. So, why would you hide that? anyway, yeah.
Yeah, they want to make it micro of like it's just Orlandria and Shelly versus Hoda because that's what got everyone talking in the first place. And right. It's like, this is bigger. This is like affecting everyone. So yeah, I like Nicolandria. I didn't think it was a thing until it very much clearly became a thing. I like for them that they get to, yeah, like you say, have fun outside of the villa, away from cameras. And I like that Nick said, we're getting everything off of her list. Checked. Yes.
Check, check, check. Also, like, I have to say, the posts are hot. The photos are hot. I'm not mad at the photos. You know what I mean? So it's like the content coming. I'm eating it up, you know, like so yeah, it's fine. You know, I mean, Olandra was like the star of the season for me, like just
for sure
the board. Like for me, it was Olandria Nation, you know.
That's one person I'm actually searching for right now. I do not think I have. I
love that you don't have a photo of him. You know what I mean? He doesn't.
So let's just talk about that real quick. Yeah. So Orlandria said that she was shocked to find out that Taylor talked about moving slowly because he wasn't physically attracted to her. He did say that to Ace in like the first week. She said she would have never wanted to chase a man.
Sorry. I'm just sorry. Like, I don't buy that because like, who is not... I don't know. My
colorism
really attracted to Olandria. like
colorism. Me,
okay, that's horrible. But that's yeah. I think like yeah. I'll let that's you finish.
Been,
your I just
that's been the resounding yeah. conversation about the season. You know, we're seeing yeah. it in many ways, but one, it's like, okay, Taylor, you're not attracted to Olandria, but I think there was like even more salt in the wound of just how she was being treated. But then he's with Clark, who is a lighter skinned woman. And we're seeing online that he's not treating her much better. So,
yeah, I mean, he's like a child. He's like a man baby, you know, yeah. And like his apology. I don't even want to like call it that. What he said in response to Olandria.
Yes. Which
after an apology, like with his little smirk on his face, and it's the epitome of him going home to his boys after this and saying, I mean, like, I don't know what they're making into such a big deal. Like, I didn't do anything. Like, it was giving, I have no idea what was wrong. This is how I act, but everyone is mad. So I'm going to say, I'm sorry, but I'm going to laugh about it because this isn't real because like, I'm fine.
Yeah.
You know, and also, do you notice like he hasn't visited Clark? Clark has come to Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Has he gone? I don't know where Clark lives. Has he gone there? You know?
I don't know. Yeah, but he was talking about she needs to move.
Yeah.
She Whoa. Needs to move to go to him. Whoa. And honestly, I would have liked to hear more of Shelly and Ace's reactions to Taylor because, first yeah. of all, Ace was kind of pushing Taylor to keep it going. With Orlandria.
Well, that was good for his game. That was good for his game.
There was one time I noticed that Ace said, you know, I don't want you to lie, but if you're going to do this, you need to put in effort. And I was like, yeah, you know, he's not into him though. And then Shelly, I would hope Shelly was completely blindsided because she was still pushing to the end. And she said it was because she was hearing from Taylor that he was interested in pursuing Olandria. Olandria also said, I am not delusional.
Right.
This man was telling me things.
Right.
To make me think that he was into me. And, you know, that's the way it is. And, of course, that then comes up with the whole Coco thing, which we could just jump to that. A lot of us were rooting for you.
Yeah, it's sad. I mean, I think Coco didn't go about any, like how she was reacting in the reunion in the right way, in the right tone, with any sort of sense of like an understanding of perspective after having some time to think, you know, very main character syndrome and pretty pissed that like she didn't become the star of the show or something, you know, it was giving like, I'm going to get screen time right now.
Yeah.
So, and like that Olandria being like, you're going to say that I'm this way and then asking every single person there, mm-hmm. is that how I act? You think I'm mean like that? You know, and everyone being like, no, you haven't said that. You haven't, you know, and her yeah. trying to backtrack. It's just like, yeah.
the big thing for Alandria and the point that her and Shelly were making about people who left the season early is that you all were playing into very negative things about them, even after meeting them and knowing that wasn't the case. That's why Alandria was asking everyone, was I all my man, my man, my man? And they were like, no. And for Coco, yeah, she could have cleared up Alandria being so-called delusional over Taylor. And that was just the main thing. I think, like, Coco was trying to be a little shady. She was trying to be shady and being, like, calling Shelly and Alandria baby out of nowhere. Then Coco being like, I messaged you. Alandria was like, I saw. I was a
messenger. I know. I love that.
And I love that Alandria also called Nick Vile, not Nick Veal.
I know. I love that.
Alandria, Shelly, and Ace do not mess with Nick Veal.
Well, no, like, I don't trust people that do, you know?
Yes, that has been a running theme. I love it. Yeah, and honestly, Nick, he had the smile on his face as Alandria was getting into it with Coco. He was so proud of her. And then he also said, nobody means anything what they did. And it's like, yep, that was the running theme of this season. So,
truly.
Yeah. That's pretty much it with that. Shelly and Ace addressed the scammer rumors. I never thought they were scammers, but is there anything you want to say about it?
I mean, I think there are, like, just a couple aspects that are weird that just, like, don't have to be weird. You know what I mean? Like, I think we all understand how these shows get cast and, like, things like that. Like, I feel like this the story they were spinning, that they were like, these are the, like, fantasy things that happen. Like, that sounds so outlandish. And actually, like, not exactly that. But, like, that's absolutely how shows get cast and things like that. You know what I mean? And I just the likes from, like, many years ago and the discrepancies, yes, he could have gone back and liked a bunch of stuff and, like, that's fine. But I do think it's, like, I don't know. I guess an owning it would be nice or something. Or, like, to admit, like, yeah, I guess that is something that, because he had wanted to couple up with Shelly the minute he saw she was there. He wanted to couple up with Shelly more so than Shelly wanted to couple up with Ace. Like, Ace wanted Shelly. And it's like, you're telling me you've never talked about the fact that he's like, yo, I've been drooling over you for, like, years liking your stuff. And so, you know, like, I don't know. Yeah. I guess you can't talk about it, but it's giving, to me, it's giving Netflix.
Okay.
I don't know.
Those things, it was never a thing. Like, this happens on Love Island multiple times. On the UK, it was like Taj, Ty, and our one black Scottish girl. They met outside of a club one time too. That was like within weeks though, I think. Nothing happened. And then they were both in the villa and they immediately paired up.
Okay, no, but, like, this is kind of my point is, like, just say it. Like, just be like, yeah, like, we knew who we were. We're going on this show. It's gonna, you know, that's why I was instantly so excited to get to know her. I just feel like continuing to, like, I don't know, not break the NDA or whatever it's giving is just, like, weird. Like, it's not that serious in that way, you know?
The other thing is that these two are not boyfriend and girlfriend. And I know you said something about the straights and labels. But my bisexual self is like, I am done with the nonsense. First of all, last season, PBG got those men in order. They were all in stable relationships.
Yeah, but should they all have been? I'm just saying.
And these two, like you said, have at least interacted before the show. Interacted throughout the show, and you're telling me not even by the reunion? What are we waiting for? And he's so 22. I know this is a young people thing. Everyone on that stage was like, oh, what does exclusive mean versus being boyfriend and girlfriend? And you have to ask. I'm like, shut up. Shut up.
I know. I don't know. It's like, I don't know, but maybe I'm just, like, very much a contrarian this season, because, like, I just feel like overall, this season was not chemistry driven. Like, I just don't think the reality is anyone wants to be with anyone, and that's fine, but that's hard because you're on Love Island. And also mm-hmm. what happened last year with PPG and like all that stuff. So I think there was like a lot of pressure on this season. Honestly, it's giving BB27. I mean, I don't know. Anyway.
a mess. And it's like, you did 6 weeks of exploring. If you both are each other's wallpapers on your phone, I can't.
You know what? I can't believe actually that you're maybe a little for the right reasons. Because like, I don't have any expectation ever that any of these couples are going to even try to be couples. Like the fact that they try is crazy to me.
But here's my thing. I'm saying, I understand what you're saying. I would have been the same way. I'm the same way with Brian and Maya. I'm like, Andy Cohen, why are you asking about Brian cheating when
they don't want to be together.
They're not together.
They won because we wanted Amaya to win. That's why they won.
Same thing with Peppa. Peppa.
Peppa.
Peppa. Pepe and Iris. They were never together. Everyone being like, oh my God, the day before the reunion, they unfollowed each other. They were never together.
Yeah. No, of course.
It's different for these two, though.
Why? Tell me why.
Because, like we said, they have interacted before. They like each other. They're on the show. And they have said, I love you to each other. They are doing all of the things that a couple would do. And still, he just wants to, like, do something very romantic. And for me, you just have to ask to be my boyfriend And I'm just like, you guys are playing games. You guys are playing games.
How they were in the house. It's like nothing's changed. Like they were absolutely playing games with each other all season. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm tired, yeah. Grandpa. Like, lock it down. He says she'd be the first and last girlfriend.
I hate that. That's the ick for me. That's it. That's done. That's ick. I hate that. Like, come on. No.
It's like. You are 22, but okay.
It's like, come on, bro. That's not
what's happening. Like, get more clips. I mean, I even forgot about the whole Grayson.
Oh my God, me too. That debacle and her telling Chris in bed. Wasn't that Chris?
Yep. It was. Poor Chris. Grayson really let Hoda off easy on that one. And she tried to go more into Pepe. It doesn't make sense. Like, there's no winning. And it's really interesting because I noticed this on Love is Blind too, that someone always wants to come off on top. And the only way to come off on top on these shows is like, you did me wrong. So Grayson's like, you gave me 100% attention. And Pepe's like, yeah, I gave you 100% attention. And she's like, and if you didn't do that, I could have found somebody else. And it's like,
what? Yeah, I know. That was an insane. I thought the extras, you know, the extras in today's episode were extra. Like, why are you doing too much, Grayson? Like, it's okay. Like, you were all loving making out with Pepe and all into it, and like, that's fine.
You know, you had more that was more reason to be mad at Hoda for that than Pepe. Like, let's be for real.
They never even really got into the
She was like, oh, I understand,
you know.
She was like, I understand. It just was written the wrong way, you know? And it's like, no, no. Now, we get the juiciest unseen clip was this interaction. Hoda pitching to Shelly about bringing Chris back for the both of them. Yeah. The body language, the actual language. And you can tell Hoda probably did not remember everything she said in this scene.
Absolutely not.
So when she was watching, she was like, right. That is what I prepared. Okay. No. And at the end, she's like, that was good. That was exactly how I planned. And it's like.
Well, and she was like, that's exactly how I recalled it to you. Like, that's like basically what she said. And that was interesting.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, she's coming up with stories and trying to stick to the story. But then Shelly was like, No. We talked about this multiple times. One being that you said, you know, even if you said no, I was going to do it no matter what because I know what my girl wants. And Sierra said, that's crazy, Hoda.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was like, I would be curious to know more about like Hoda and Shelly's conversation, whichever one it was right before this clip, because like Shelly's body language is truly like.
At this
point. Where did we come from? You know what I mean? Like, it was like she was shell-shocked, but Hoda was talking very much like, you know, we had already strategized this together and I'm just like confirming the plan. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was very odd.
It's close to being done with Hoda. Stand on business challenge hasn't happened yet because they have to go back. But I think this is like, Shelly's like aware of Hoda and she knows on the outside she would never be friends with this girl, but her closest girl, Alandria, is friends with this girl. At this point, she's not even around anymore. She's like, what am I into? And Shelly was so clear. She has been clear, and I think everyone has purposely misunderstood. I thought they purposely misunderstood during the stand on business challenge. Everyone was like, she is jealous. No, she knows that Hoda is weird because Hoda has messed up her reputation so terribly. After Jeremiah, she was done for.
Yeah.
And so she is climbing on whatever crumbs, and it's only the black men who are giving her any time of day. She's like, oh, JD, I couldn't work with JD. He was already calling me out for being dominant.
Right.
So now let's go over to Chris. And it's not weird, Shelly, that even though I haven't spoken to Chris, you spent all this time with Chris. It's not weird that I do this. It's for the both of us. And then she even ends this interaction saying, I'm just so excited for you.
Yeah, I know. That was odd.
She's odd.
Yeah.
She thought she could play Shelly, and Shelly at the moment was like, I don't know, this is weird.
Yeah. No, and Shelly was not having it for a long time with Hoda. Like,
and she kept saying, I love you. We want to talk about love bombing.
Well, that, I mean, I hate that whole thing with her and Jeremiah. That wasn't the issue between them. You know what I mean? Like, anyway, whatever.
there was an issue between them with that. I will talk about that. But it's like, this is it. It's like, I am trying to massage and manipulate you into agreeing. I love you. Trust me. I love you. She did all of that knowing Chris was interested in Shelly. And then when he makes Shelly pancakes, showing the effort, I'm so excited for you. Now all of a sudden it's, oh, you treat me like second best. Right. You were second best and you knew that.
Always been second best, yeah, to Chris, yeah.
That's what you get for chasing after a man who was more into your friend.
Yeah.
And then everyone wants to feel bad for her as if she didn't put, she begged for this.
Yeah.
And that's why Shelly is like, Hoda is weird. And was starting to distance herself from Hoda. And Hoda was like, no. Like, please, I'm going to cry and I'm going to apologize. I'm so glad that they played that. And it's so disingenuous that Hoda then says, because she can't really defend how weird this was. This was bad.
Yeah.
Now she wants to redirect and be like, you should focus on your relationship to Shelly. Are you okay? You're so jealous. She is so jealous. And I'm so mad that, like, I think the results of this season truly was about humbling black women. Mm. That was coming from the cast, and it was coming from the freaking voters. Let's be so for real. And they wanted to humble the black women who saw Hoda, early signs. Shelly saw Hoda for what she was. And Hoda was messy. I think people at home are more comfortable with a hood up because honestly, and you can share your perspective because you've been on reality TV. Reality TV is often a humiliation ritual for people at home to laugh, feel better about themselves, move on.
I mean, yes.
So a Black woman like Shelly is not acting out like Hoda and is acting like, honestly, she knows she's better than Hoda in some ways, a better friend.
Yes.
A kinder person. And that started making people feel very uncomfortable at home. So they rather rally around Hoda than Shelly because Hoda makes them feel better about themselves and also plays into the anti-Blackness that Hoda is. Hoda spent time apologizing to almost every Black person on this cast. The only person who was not Black, I think she apologizes to Grayson, and that was it. And she didn't have to apologize to Iris because they already made up. I said this during the season, and everyone was like, Hoda just has a type. No. Because when she went up to TJ and she went up to Pepe, they said no, and she took that no. That's the main thing. Because Black men on this show told her no. Jeremiah told her no. Chris told her no. But she kept pushing. Because if they ever acted out.
I mean, you can add Ace to that. I mean, you could add Ace to that. Yeah, I mean, like a little bit, you know, it's like. The fans want to rally around good entertainment, but I think you're right that if Shelly or Olandria was acting the way Hoda was, it wouldn't have been good entertainment. It would have been angry and bad, and they would have been hated.
Absolutely. They were being called mean over just, why are you kissing Chris? You said you brought him back for me. You're kissing Chris. You can't even tell us that your stuff is progressing. Everyone called Olandria mean girl for outing the kiss, even though it's stacking onto a point. This is not isolated. She made it a point to make it seem she was doing this for Shelly, then got mad that he was into Shelly. What is that?
I mean, that's insanity.
Insanity. So... That was just wild. And then for the Jeremiah and Hoda love bombing of it all, I love Jeremiah. Jeremiah reads, okay? So after he was being accused of freaking love bombing, I loved that he said, he asked Hoda, do you feel like I love bomb you? She said, a little yes.
I mean, but that's giving. I saw clips, and so now I feel bullied.
This is what my fans told me, so I'm going to regurgitate it.
Yeah.
And I love that Jeremiah said, love bombing has to be intentional. She said, no, it didn't. Yes, it does. Because again, love bombing is a manipulation abuse tactic. It's a grooming tactic. I love you. Why don't you move in with me? Move away from your friends and family. Don't you love me? Don't you want to progress this? And I love you. You should quit your job. I can take care of you financially. Why do you need...
Right.
I want you to be my princess, and you don't have any finances outside of anyone, any friends outside of one. Now I'm beating you.
But the thing is, like, I don't know why this wasn't directed at Hoda. Like, that's exactly how Hoda was.
And he was low-key getting there.
Yeah.
Jeremiah, like, every Black person in this cast knows what they have to do to get a point across. They can't just say it. So he's like, you told me you loved me on day two or three. Right. How is that not love bombing? Like, and it's like, he's so right. She withheld that she had a freaking child from this man. And then when she's finally about to say she has one, says, oh, what's your deal breakers again? Okay, like,
and well, yeah, then she's super calculated with Jeremiah.
Calculated. And that was with reason. And again, don't tell anyone about anything negative. If we're having problems, you only say positive things.
Yeah.
Like, if we're going to talk about love bombing, let's talk about love bombing and like what it's used for and what comes after the love bombing.
Yeah.
Which we have unfortunately seen on this Peacock show. Like, let's be for real. So Ace does get to talk about Jeremiah because everyone blamed Ace for the downfall of Jeremiah. And he does get some redemption in this.
He does, mostly because Austin.
What is wrong with this man?
I actually thought that, listen, I don't really take the Love Island, you know, like very seriously, you know, it's my downtime.
Mm-hmm.
Austin, you disrespect everyone and everything. I mean, really, like, are you kidding? Like, oh, I literally wasn't listening to you, Ariana. You know what I mean? Like, was crazy and then was just like happy to be an idiot for like a minute straight, silent.
I tweeted
about Jade. What's her name?
Jaden. She was said crazy. You could do whatever you want. Just let me know.
Listen, I also don't, I'm not one to give Andy Cohen all that much credit.
Uh-huh.
But I love that he was like, you do realize that what she was asking was also like actually very important, because like, let's talk about consent and like transparency if you're going to be having sex, you know, but also the best scenario for you, because she like didn't care. Like, you are an idiot.
They always don't care. They always don't care. It's so disrespectful. Austin's so disrespectful. I don't know why he was on the show. I'm so glad Ace said it should have been Austin.
Yes,
it should have.
Did you see Jeremiah was like very much like, thank you. Like, he was so sincerely like, thank you.
I think Jeremiah was seriously hurt. Seriously hurt and really thought that Ace and Nick turned on him, because that was the narrative outside the house. And Nick and Ace was like, I'm going to clear this up. I wanted Austin out because he wasn't doing nothing. And it was Taylor who was pushing, because apparently Jeremiah is saying, ha, 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 it's jokes. Ha, ha, I'll pull Andrina every time so no one else can speak to her and all of this. And that got under someone else. And it's like, oh, Taylor, the one who's like, ha, 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 maybe you don't have a handshake because no one likes you. He don't like jokes.
Taylor sucks.
I thought we were funny. I thought we were laughing and having jokes, but he didn't like that. Okay. Yeah, no. Charlie said that Ace kept asking people, who do you want to pull?
Right.
And all of this. And then he started clocking, this man wants to know everything and he offers nothing. So listen, I'm going to keep.
We talk about this, but I'm telling you, he was poached from Big Brother casting and put in the villa. Like, hands down. Like, this was his, he was playing. He was doing a practice run.
Absolutely.
Of his Big Brother crossover, because like, he was playing them the whole time. And the fact, it's like, now this is what I hate, like, on a show like Big Brother, you get to own, I mean, if you're not an idiot, you finally own the moves you make. And right. Post-season, once you're done, it's like, yeah, I did do that, you know what I mean? Like, that's how people are saying it. Ace, you ran the villa. Why are you being like, don't call me a ringleader? How dare you? It's like, you knew you were doing that. And now's the time. The game is over. Mm-hmm. Like, you were the king of the villa. I don't understand it, but you did it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Jeremiah backed up.
So annoying. I just think that's so annoying.
So offended.
He played the shit out of them, you know?
Yeah. Jeremiah, he backed up their ringleader accusation. Austin, he's beating around the bush. But Ace was like, no, you said little ringleader, so stand behind it. And he's like, I think you added that. Austin
absolutely said that.
He's such a slimy little worm.
So
like,
slimy.
I still choose Ace every time if it has to be Austin versus Ace. But like, what? That's the most frustrating, because it's like, Austin's Hoda.
Yes.
Austin is Hoda. He will play dumb. He'll be like, oh, I can't even string a sentence together. So the black eloquent person now looks really mean. You're so mean making your points against me, but then you're going to run around and say awful things behind their back and like, all right, All right. Whatever. Now, the voting part, since you did say you were interested in the voting part, the one interesting thing about that, real quick, yeah, on the Hannah part.
Yes.
Is that Hannah and Jeremiah were at the bottom of the votes. So the Islanders did exactly.
Oh, Landria let everyone know very clearly that that was the case. But I thought it was interesting. I mean, I honestly thought the most interesting thing about the Hannah vote was Shelly.
Yes.
I mean, Shelly flipped the vote.
Yeah.
But they, yeah, I mean, like, she sat there. I thought her whole demeanor and everything during that vote was like,
mm-hmm,
you know, she didn't make one facial expression. She did not talk until everyone had gotten all their stuff out. And then she was like, I don't think we should make a decision that way. And it was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, that was interesting because they were all thought they were on the same page. And then, boom, this bomb dropped.
Yep.
It was kind of like a brilliant way,
mm-hmm,
to like lead without leading in that type of conversation, you know, because like those other three that thought it was so unified are now freaked out that actually someone that has had a lot of power socially with them actually, yep, disagrees with them. And so that's jarring. And I mean, like, that will make you want to change your mind. Anyway, I don't know. It's just like,
yeah. So she's like, oh, Hannah, the others didn't get to explore, Iris and Amaya. Now, the thing that is interesting about this, even though both did seem to have huge influence over these decisions, we got to remember Ace was also mad at Shelly after that dumping.
Yeah.
Because he wanted Amaya out.
Right, right.
Well, so again, these votes that they did truly did affect the whole season, even though we're like so past it. But if Maya goes out, who would have won? And for Shelly, or no, the guy, Jeremiah, if Austin went out,
right,
that would have been very, well, but I very think interesting.
I think this all, I don't know, maybe it's just like I want to support my own theory, but I just like this, like, I don't know, feels like it supports my, like, no one really had that deep of a chemistry. You know what I mean? Because I feel like that wasn't necessarily the same on other, yeah, seasons. Of course, if, like, main characters, like, really went out. But, like, you know, I, at that point, like, Iris or Hannah, neither one of them was, like, obviously it changed the trajectory. Mm-hmm. But I think that speaks more to the dynamic of the whole villa.
For sure.
Than, like, anyway, about, like, one individual or something. Anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The whole, I mean, we kind of already talked about the bullying stuff, but like, let's just get into the hood of it all. So basically Shelly is like, girl, who you talking about bullying when they pulled up that clip, which we already talked about. The interesting thing then is that Olandra brings up how this affected her because, yeah, in the call her daddy, she didn't say any names. And Olandra was like, and that was worse. Because what? People were still targeting me. And Hoda was like, why would you think I was talking about you? And it's like, she does not get that there are racist people watching this show. Honestly, feeling very attuned with Hoda.
Yeah.
And therefore, when Hoda says something, feels like, oh, and that's our key to like cue to jump on the black women. And of course, they went after Olandria.
Yeah.
Well, Hoda's so self-centered. It's like, oh, it's about my own narrative, even though I knew I didn't feel bullied in the villa. And then Shelly's like, so I'm gathering that I'm the bully. So
that is definitely by a process of elimination.
This woman wouldn't say it. She does not stand on business.
Well, because she's just like regurgitating. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, she's like putting all of her fan reactions into ChatGPT, and then, mm-hmm, like the sentence it spits out is her new, like,
yes,
new path forward or something. You know?
Yes, it really bugged me, but I knew it just probably had to happen. Shelly was like, I'm sorry if you felt bullied.
And frankly, like, listen, like, as someone that isn't super online and doesn't, like, you know, talk that much shit online or like anything like that, like, I think there have been situations where former cast members of mine or people from the community have received stuff, and like, it is kind of our responsibility to set the record straight or just to shut things down, mm-hmm, you know. And like, I feel like if Hoda really, it's like the actions are just always louder than your words. And it's like, if she was really seeing this and mm-hmm. seeing the stuff and like we've seen it, it's disgusting. It's like, she should have said something. You know what I mean? Like, she absolutely should have said something, especially because these people are chronically online and say shit about everything. And so it's very obvious the things that you choose not to react to and not to comment on. And so it's like, you can't, once again, you can't have both worlds. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And she definitely should have said something, because let's not forget, Hoda was absolutely scared to leave this villa. She thought she was going to be the biggest villain, the most hated, and she was clinging on to anyone she can. And that was very specific. She clinged on to Alandria. She was in that Airbnb with Alandria and Nick. Everyone who was fans of Alandria were like, we do not want to see her. But she was clinging on to her until she was like, oh my God, I don't need them. Yeah. I am the star. Goes out on her own. And now who is Hoda's best friend?
Oh, was it?
It's Amaya, the one right. who won the season. Very convenient. Very convenient. She's holding Amaya's hand throughout this whole entire thing. Amaya says, that was mean.
Right, about the freaking trip.
Yeah. Amaya, are you serious? And Ace called her out. He was like, Amaya, you're so anti-bullying, but you were on Call Her Daddy talking about like little something. And she was like, oh, we already talked about that. No. Because you did that publicly.
Right.
So we're going to talk about it publicly in front of everyone now. She wanted to shut that down.
Right.
And she was like, And if you look back, Hoda's also leaning over and like probably chiming in, because these two women, Hoda and Amaya, do not like Ace.
No.
No.
No, they don't.
So they are like teaming up against. But Amaya, okay. You won and everything. There have been conversations with Amaya and Brian being the first like Latino couple winners. But she's also like Dominican, which is like, people are like, okay, Afro-Latina. Hoda's sitting there saying she was too busy after Alandria told her, hey, I'm receiving a lot of racism. Can you make a post? She said, I didn't because I'm too busy. And Amaya's just sitting there.
No, I know. I mean, that whole segment just like broke my heart like over and over and over again. Like, I just don't. Yeah. I mean, I think Hoda's wrong, you know, like Hoda's wrong in this, you know?
I was so angry throughout the season watching Shelly and Alandria be there for Hoda every freaking day.
Oh my God.
She glommed onto them every time for emotional support. And they kept her around and they were like, it's going to be different this time. She took their whole summer. And I was like, and they are not going to get repaid, because this is a very selfish person. Their friendship has been her relying on them. If they ever needed something, she would not be there for them.
Absolutely not.
And she did it almost immediately. And I'm just like, you know what? Thank goodness, because what really happened is that she thought she didn't need Alandria and Shelly, and now after all of this, Alandria and Shelly are getting the treatment, like the sponsorship deals,
yeah,
the write-ups. Hoda barely did press for this.
Yeah.
And the press she did do, people were like noticing the tension and being like, this is not fun. This is not good. She cut them so early. Shelly also just cut her off. I'm so happy and proud of Shelly for that, because she noticed the weirdness. It really was Alandria who had to like
clung.
And she was like,
hold on for like a while.
Oh yeah. And she was like, the minute you didn't do that, then I was like, all right, this is the turning point for me. And it's like, thank goodness. we have freed ourselves from the position that she was trying to give Alandria of mammy. Because a lot of like non-black women are like, black women are so strong, confident, eloquent. Oh my gosh, teach us all the things. But the minute it's like, oh, but you're pointing out something I'm doing wrong, you're an angry black woman. You're actually really mean.
Right.
That's the playbook that everyone, the fans and the people in this cast, Amaya, I'm not letting you off the hook, Amaya and Hoda, because Amaya went in with, that was mean.
Yep.
After everything you watched,
mm-hmm.
You're going to sit there and say, that was mean? The racism that you saw, BuzzFeed said they wanted to give Shelly a knuckle sandwich. Are we? And Hoda wants to act like the only time racism leaves Hoda's lips is when a black woman said, they put my face on freaking George Floyd. She's like, well, I dealt with racism too. And the only thing Hoda can then say is racism is bad.
I know, it was like pretty embarrassing. I mean, it was like really, her response to everything was unbelievable.
I've heard white liberals fake it better than this. Racism is bad. That's a 6-year-old. That's a 6-year-old maybe just starting. You're a grown woman, a Palestinian woman.
I mean, it's like, she wasn't ready. You know what I mean? Like, she has no idea how to, like, handle what's going to come with so many eyes and what that responsibility means.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she just, like, doesn't want to take ownership or accountability for her part in it or her continued part. Like, I don't know why up until that moment she was awful. But then hearing the lengths in which Alandria had to share the type of hate she is receiving, mm-hmm. and for Hoda not to immediately just be like, you're right.
Andy Cohen.
That's wild. Andy Cohen was distraught.
His jaw dropped.
Yeah.
And I know Hoda was a little shook by that because she's the biggest victim in the room at all times. But when Andy said, he was like, what? And she's like, I experienced racism too.
Yeah, I know.
Then why haven't you ever spoken about that?
Right. Well, that's the whole thing.
Every interview Shelly and Alandria have done after this season, someone has brought up them being black women and how that played into it. Hoda out here talking about licking.
That's great.
The heart race challenge, everyone thought. Okay,
that's wild. We had our assumptions as to what really happened, but then we saw it and like, we shouldn't have seen it. I don't want to see it. Take it back. It's in my head. I literally texted Paige immediately and listed all the things that Hoda did in that challenge.
Why do no one believe black women? Because the cast told you. Every single person who was dumped from that island after the heart race challenge was like, but did she really do too much? And they were like, yeah. And people were like, well, what did she do? And they were like, well, I'm not going to say it if they didn't show it.
I mean, but, who said it? Was it Taylor or Zach? It was like, this is.
Yeah. She got up there and she started with licking him.
I am shook. Also, I just can't get over it because they're all disgusting in that villa. Like, what is going on? She licked it.
And she said that proudly on the Call Her Daddy podcast that she did that. And it's like, the only person you did that to was Jeremiah. And we knew how you felt about Jeremiah. So why did you do that to Ace? It was because of Shelly. It was because of Shelly. You cannot tell me that this woman has not been seething about Shelly since the first week. I got Jeremiah. Why isn't he doing things for me like Ace is doing Shelly?
Right.
That has been the narrative.
You're right.
And like, I guess Chris was trying to play along because he has Shelly's leg in the air and he's like, I'll lick your thigh, but I'm not going to lick your...
Literally your bit. The bits. The whole thing.
It's so... And then it was not done. We had to take them to the heart and do all of this. Shelly was always right. Shelly always seemed like a logical person. I am so angry that anyone played into Shelly was wrong for getting mad at that, because it's so obvious. And I feel like at this point, people are just like being very obtuse of why she was angry about the Chris thing and she was angry about this Shelly thing.
Well, and it's just like, you know, these shows live on Hypocrisy Hill, and it's like, Huda, are you kidding? Like, we saw clips in this reunion of you freaking out, of Jeremiah just making out with chicks in a normal way in a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, the way she was yelling at Iris when she came in as a bombshell and we got to see that clip again. You know, it's like, you absolutely understand, especially knowing...
I feel like she wanted to humiliate Shelly multiple times. Doing that was humiliating, because afterwards, let's not forget, Huda said, oh, and the cherry on the cake is I got Ace's heart rate up the most. Yeah, if you sexually contact with someone, that's probably gonna do it.
Well, right. I mean, yes, like, Huda, you did win the challenge, but
at what cost?
Yeah, and exactly.
She thought that was to humiliate Shelly. It didn't. It's humiliating for her. And then this whole setup of, oh, I'm bringing him for That's you, right. except I'm then going to, in private, be like, you can't treat me worse than Shelly. She wanted to humble her multiple times, and it didn't work. We got this really boring reunion because of the anger in the fandom. So it's like, it's kind of on us, honestly.
Everyone looked bored as hell. No one wants to keep going over this stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't fun. Like, it wasn't a fun season. You know, like, for whatever we think about it, it wasn't a fun season.
Yeah. We had a dark cloud over this season. Name Huda.
Oh,
and the best part of all of this is that we get to move on.
Love Island games, baby. I'm ready.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I ask you a question? Listen, I never do that. I came prepared with something.
Oh, okay.
Who do you think? Do we know this already? This is going to be so funny if we know.
Oh, I don't know.
Who from this cast is going to be on Love Island games? You know, someone's doing a twofer.
Pepe.
Do we know that for sure?
No. I'm gonna guess Pepe. I'm gonna guess Coco. Actually, the people that they gave so much time to, that's probably
got mad screen time. I'm still talking about how much screen time Hannah got, and they all were glowing about her.
Yep, Hannah definitely. Charlie.
Am I wrong when I say I think not the suit, just like neck up. Charlie looks fine. I think Charlie's my type. You know.
British.
I like a rugged, pretty man.
Okay.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's the people who got the most time. So Coco, Hannah, Pepe. Pepe's just, you know. So yeah, I don't think any of the main cast, because Brian and Maya, no more. I think they didn't want the winners to break up. Oh my God, would they ask Huda back?
No, they can't. They can't do that to us.
No. Chris, they need to butter up to Chris. I won't be surprised if Chris is on Traitors or something. They need to make it up to that man. Because he has been very good at not throwing anyone under the bus for what was allowed on that show.
Yeah.
So,
fair. Yeah, let's... Yeah.
Put
let's,
that tall let's, man let's, on Traitors.
He's 6 and a million. So, like, you know...
Put him on Love Island games if you want to. Do whatever you want to make it up to Chris, because that was foul.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Jeremiah, too. Jeremiah, he could be on Love Island games. I think he'll say yeah.
Did not one Casa Boy get any airtime in this?
Casa Boys. I mean, none of the Casa Boys got the girl.
Right.
And Maya and Brian.
Oh, right. I guess. Right.
He
right.
won, which was like a first.
Really cute. That horrible hair on
yeah. Elon. Yeah. It was a first. This was bad. And it was all because of anti-blackness. You can't tell me Maya won out of anything but anti-blackness. And like, again, there's a very complicated conversation to have there with her being Dominican. But a lot of people are like, after seeing the reunion, really noticing of like, oh, and I was like, I was seeing some stuff during the season.
Right.
So this isn't surprising to me. But all right. With this, should we do our chaotic bi moment?
Oh, I guess so. Oh, man. See, and I didn't even come prepared for the real shit. Oh, my God. I'm going to think.
Oh, Audrina. Audrina better be in Love Island Games.
Oh, yeah.
She's so hot. Like, they fumbled. They fumbled so hard with
Audrina. Yeah. Yeah.
So hard. So, chaotic.
It's so bad because I always want, like a powerful, like, funny or, like, optimistic take. Like, that's, you know, and I... You know, that's maybe not. So, let me just.
We take what we can.
Oh, you go first.
Right. I have not actually prepared anything. So I am thinking chaotic bi.
Okay. I've got my chaotic bi moment. Did you notice Jeremiah and Charlie getting all like winky winky in their viewing area?
I think the positive part.
Yeah.
Actually, kind of. It's not funny, but it is kind of funny. Is that I love the comedy is when someone is unaware and someone else is aware. So,
absolutely.
In this scene of Shelly or Hoda asking Shelly to bring back Chris for the both of them.
Right, right, right. Yeah. Well, yes. Yes. Right, right, right.
Shelly's chaotic bi moment is like, yeah. Oh, I have mixed feelings about that. And Hoda's like, I love you. I love you. I love you. And Shelly said, yes.
Yeah.
She's like, I am not returning that. Like, you could say it forever. You're being very weird.
Yeah.
Okay, so beautiful black moment. Beautiful black moment of this reunion will have to be... definitely Olandria finally sticking up for herself and standing in it of just
that was gonna be mine. You stole it. I thought about
Like we can both have it.
Well, because she didn't really, you know, like it took her so long and she never really stood up to Taylor, even, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like she just always was apologizing for herself, you know?
Yep. And
she finally didn't do that. It was beautiful. She's beautiful.
Yes. You could just tell she is an older sister. She was going to let Hoda's bad little sister self just run amok until she's like, oh, you don't care about racism.
It's like, bye. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Bye. You were too busy.
Yeah, no, that's.
Too busy going on live on Twitch with Louie.
It's crazy.
With another black man?
It's crazy. She loves a goatee. She loves, I mean, it's like very
Memoji.
She really has a type Memoji wise, you know.
So thank you. Thank you. I wrote an article about Olandra and Shelly deserve to be fed up so long ago, right after I think the stand on business is when I was fed up. So I was like, these lovely women, y'all are so mad. That they're finally fed up with Hoda being weird to them, being very anti-black.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, we release ourselves. And we're only going up from here.
Absolutely. Only going up. Absolutely.
So, and also just beautiful black moment to how they, like, handled themselves, even though I'm kind of, like, angry about it. It's like, I hate that we always have to be the bigger person. So... Izzy, where can people follow you and what are you up to?
Okay, follow me on Blueski, also known as Blue Sky, but that's less fun. I will forever be at Flute Dyke. You can find me on Blueski. Okay. And I guess the only thing I'm going to plug is watch The Amazing Race on September 25th.
Yeah.
You know, I can't say anything, you know, NDAs.
Is that a lie, Izzy? You're like, CBS.
But let me tell you, they were not, The Amazing Race was not ready.
Okay,
brother.
I am so excited. Yeah. I am your host, Nicole Weaver, an entertainment writer. And right now we are still covering Big Brother 27. Our exit interviews come out on Monday. Yeah. And other than that, I'm talking about Love is Blind UK with AJ of the Ultimatum Queer Love Season 2. And it has been so fun. It's two Libras just wanting to argue every side of the matter.
I'm terrified.
And then circling back to probably our original points. And
my favorite way to go.
Yeah, and we're going to see who gets married. I know for one thing that Megan and Kieran better get married. That's all I know. I ship them hard. So, yeah, and if you guys do want to see what Hoda's, I don't know, we can't talk about it, Netflix, but if you want to see that person's Netflix journey, catch her Perfect Match Season 3 recap with Ty Lari of Destination X and Quita Tinsley. But until next time, I hope you feel visible and stay visible today. Bye.